Hawaii's mayors have been advocating for tighter restrictions on travelers coming into the state. And starting tomorrow, Kauai is opting out of the state's pre-test program. HPR's government reporter Ryan Finnerty joins us now. Good morning, Ryan.
Hi, Catherine.
So you were monitoring that legislative briefing where all the mayors took part. Break this down for us. You know, what do the mayors want?
Well, they all want something different, which is really the scenario that state planners and leaders in the business community in particular are hoping to avoid, or want to avoid, rather. And this kind of all started in the past few weeks when COVID-19 began to run out of control on the mainland. Several of our local county mayors here in Hawaii began advocating for stricter controls on people coming into the state. And in general, their concerns revolve around having some kind of secondary screening for both visitors and returning residents after they arrive. Right now, as people are probably aware, you are supposed to get the test wherever you're coming from within 3 days of travel. And then as long as that's negative and you have the results when you get on the plane, you don't have to quarantine. Some of the mayors want to have some kind of test after you arrive in Hawaii, but their specific ideas for how to do that vary quite a bit. In a meeting yesterday between the four mayors and some state lawmakers, they laid out what they want, and the ideas are vary quite a bit. As you mentioned, Kauai is going to pull out of, or has already pulled out and been approved to pull out of the state's travel testing program. Kauai County Mayor Derek Kawakami said that he wants, before they would consider going back to the program, he wants a mandatory 3-day quarantine for everyone, followed by a second test after that 3 days. Hawaii County Mayor Harry Kim said that starting tomorrow, Wednesday, he is going to start requiring a second test for all arriving travelers coming into Kona and Hilo airports. So anyone who's participating in the Safe Travels program will take a second test when they arrive in Hawaii County. On Maui, Mayor Mike Victorino says he favors a mandatory test for all travelers 3 days after arrival, so a little bit of a softer stance there. And on Oahu, outgoing Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell had sort of the least restrictive proposal. He wants to administer a rapid COVID-19 test at the airport at Daniel K. Inouye International Airport for any incoming traveler who doesn't already have their negative test results in hand. And the city and county of Honolulu has stood up a rapid testing lab, which the mayor says can handle about 10,000 tests per day. Health experts, though, are kind of pushing back. They say that the data so far doesn't really show a need for further restrictions from the travel testing program that's already in place. Physician and health insurance executive Dr. Mark Mugiishi was one of the people making that case, and he said that the statewide health measures have actually improved since the resumption of tourism in mid-October.
From a public health perspective, if you compare October 11th to November 27th, in every metric that is relevant, I think, to this conversation, we are now better than we were before. The average number of new cases per day on a statewide basis was 96.7 on October 11th, 94.6 now. Test positivity rate was 2.8 on October 11th, it's 2.0 now. The number of hospitalized COVID-19 patients was 103 on October 11th, it's 60 right now. And the percent of ICU beds occupied was 53% on October 11th, it's 46% now. So all better. So we've been safely managing it.
In contrast to that interpretation of the data was, in particular, Kauai County Mayor Derek Kawakami, and he kind of pushed back against that reading of the data. He contends that those statewide numbers, and we should make clear that the numbers Dr. Mugiishi provided were statewide, not broken down by county. Mayor Kawakami says those statewide figures are not capturing the situation on his island.
35 of the 57 related to travel had negative pre-travel tests. So they did everything right, had their negative pre-travel tests, got on board, and for some reason or another, started to feel sick, came in for a second test, tested positive. 16 of the 57 had positive pre-travel tests received after arrival. So those were the travelers that took a test, couldn't get the turnaround time, jumped on the plane, and then upon arrival, became positive. And so although it is a success statewide, I think Kauai is in a unique situation. And if you folks think that it is a success story for Kauai based on those numbers, then you can correct me.
You know, Ryan, I think when we talked to the governor last week, he had said there were actually a couple people that gotten their positive test, but they still got on the airplane, you know, so I'm sure that's, you know, made some people nervous. But what did the state's healthcare advisors have to say about that?
I would characterize it as politely disagreeing with Mayor Kawakami's assessment. And they did acknowledge that as the chief executive of Kauai County, he has the best vantage point for assessing the situation there, and he's the one who's responsible for keeping everyone safe, and it's his prerogative to make that decision. People like Mark Mubiishi, who we heard from earlier, and also Ray Vera, the hospital executive who manages Wilcox Medical Center on Kauai, their main hospital, they said that the new caseload over recent weeks did not appear alarming to them, and they looked specifically at Kauai's numbers. Mayor Kawakami in that clip mentioned 57 travel-related positives, so that's both tourists, visitors, and returning residents. It was about an even split between those two. And 57 works out to about one per day since the resumption of tourism in October. So at face value, 57 might seem like an alarming number when you break it down day by day, less so. The discussion was basically, is one per day an acceptable level? And it kind of comes down to the different officials' comfort level with risk. You know, if you look at the numbers on Kauai, and anyone can go and do this, the state publishes the data and updates it every few days. Kauai is right now averaging about one to two new cases per day, and has zero COVID-related hospitalizations. So the point that these advisors to the state are making is your metrics look good. You've been doing a good job managing it with the travel testing program that we have. It's good to be proactive, but we're not in dangerous territory at the moment. And you know, that's a matter of interpretation to some extent. The policy advisors at the state level have been saying for weeks now, since before this program even launched, that if we want to have any kind of economic recovery, we're going to have to accept some amount of COVID spread in the community. And the trick is to keep that to a safe level where it can be managed and is not spreading out of control like it is in many communities on the mainland. And they maintain, based on the numbers that we're seeing right now, that we are within that safe range. They say the travel testing program is a huge success. And they think that they said that the numbers we're seeing in terms of new cases are actually much lower than what they were expecting when the program launched. And yeah. So that people in the community and visitors have done a better job of complying with the rules than could have been expected.
Yeah, well, it sounds like everybody's got a different comfort level. But thanks so much, Ryan.
Sure thing.
That was Ryan Finnerty, HPR's government reporter. You can find his story online at hawaiipublicradio.org.